Thank you again, Senator. Is there anyone here on 1033 to repeal certain provisions regarding the real estate licensing examination?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to that then.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Larry Langstead. I'm with the South Dakota Real Estate Commission. Prior to applying for a real estate salesperson or a broker's license, a candidate is required to take certain prescribed education and then pass an examination. Upon successful completion of the examination, then they are then eligible to apply for a license. Currently, the exam is administered as a two-part exam. There's a 100-item national part of the exam and a 40-item state law or state-specific part of the exam. They're administered as one, but they're scored separately. If they fail either part of the exam under current statute, the second time they take the test, they take the part that they failed the first time. If they fail that part the second time, they then rewrite the entire exam. And quite frankly, it causes some confusion among people that are writing the exam. Also, we feel that the two exams are not equal in terms of reliability because the one is considerably shorter than the other. What this statute would do would, or what this bill would do, would make reference or remove any reference to a two-part examination. They would take the test. It would be a 140-item exam, and it would be scored as one exam. And if they pass the exam, other than eligible to apply for a license, if they don't pass the exam, then they retake the entire exam. And with that, I'd answer any questions.
Thank you, Larry. Are there any questions? Senator Valesky?
Still be a two-part exam, or just doing away with the two-part?
We're doing away with the two-part for scoring purposes. There still are basically two parts to it. But.
Yeah.
Further questions?
Mr. Chairman, there's still two parts, but they take them at the same time. It's either pass, fail.
That's correct. In fact, you can't identify, and nor can they now identify, which test, which item applies toward the national part or which applies toward the state law part specifically.
Thanks, Larry. Further questions, Senator Sutton?
Yes, currently you could pass one portion and not the other and retake.
Right. Currently, if you pass one portion and not the other, you retake the part you failed. And then if you fail that part the second time, then the third time, you take both. Now, where it gets sticky is some people have a hard time passing an exam. And when you get down four or five times, and there are people that may take it six or seven or eight times. Not very many, but there are some that are persistent enough to do that. And when they get down there, between the person taking the test and the testing company that's administering it, we sometimes have difficulty in counting, quite frankly. It sounds simple in theory, but sometimes in practice it's not. It would also make, I think the real issue, though, however, is that the reliability of the state test is lower than the reliability of the national. By combining the two and scoring as one, we would have a more reliable exam.
And just two short questions. One would be, so the length of the test will remain about the same?
It will be exactly the same.
And this test, if I understand correctly, can also be given online, is that?
It is given online.
It is given online.
Strictly online.
There's no writing anymore.
There's no writing
anymore. There's no pen and pencil.
That's correct.
It's all online.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Further questions? Not thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1033? Are there opponents of House Bill 1033? We'll then close it to committee discussion or committee action on House Bill 1033. Senator McCracken. Senator McCracken moved to pass. Second by Senator Sutton. Comments on the motion? There being none, all in favor, House Bill 1033 go on the floor with the due pass. Vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary call the roll.
Foles?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
7-0.
Senate Bill 1033 will go to the floor with a due pass. Moved by consent. Senator Dugard moved consent. Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Whiting. Is all in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Senate Bill 1033 will go to the floor. Consent. Due pass consent.